Hi, welcome to the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wachowski with the 12-minute shiur number 33, the four questions. We'll be using a source sheet that you can download at our website, www.frihofinstitute.org/learning, and scroll down to the 12-minute shiur. The four questions, a central element of the Magid section of the Seder Shel Pesach. We all look forward to the moment when the youngest child at the table sings the Ma Nishtana. But you've probably noticed that this shiur is entitled The Four Questions, in other words, as a question. That's because we have some questions about the four questions. Like, are they really questions? And are there really four of them? Maybe there are more questions or fewer questions. So yeah, we've got questions. And to look at those questions, let's begin with the traditional text of Ma Nishtana, the so-called four questions, lines 1 through 12 of the source sheet. We've numbered them for your convenience, and yes, there seem to be four of them, and we've translated them as questions. That is, on all other nights we do A, why on this night do we do B? Because that's how most of us read and understand them. But let's look at the textual origin of this part of the Seder in Mishnah Psachim, chapter 10, Mishnah 4, beginning on line 15. Psachim, chapter 10, follows the order of the Seder ritual, so here, Mazgulo Kosheni, we've reached the point in the Seder where the second cup of wine is poured. Vikan Haben Shoel Aviv, and at this point the child asks his father. So, nu, what does the child ask? Well, look at Rashi's comment to the Gemara, lines 34 through 39. Ma nishtana achshav shemozgin kosh sheni kodem achila. Why is this meal different that we're pouring a second cup before we eat? We usually go right to hamotzi, right? The Mishnah makes it clear in lines 15 through 20 and 23 that it's only when v'im ein da'at baben aviv melamdo, if the child does not have sufficient intelligence to ask, the father teaches him ma nishtana, etc. Here are the differences, the shinuyim, about the way we arrange tonight's meal that you ought to have noticed. In other words, Ma Nishtana is not a lovely song that the young child sings at the Seder. It's not necessarily a list of questions. It's the parent's response to the child's failure to ask questions, a list of things that the child should have noticed. And by the way, as Rashi reminds us, the child does not have to ask these questions. Look at the Talmud, Psachim 115b, lines 44 through 52. Lama okrin et hashulchan. Why do we remove the table or tray? That is, why do we remove or lift up the Seder plate, which traditional Haggadot have us do right before we pour the second cup of wine? The school of Rabbi Yannai say, Kadesh yakiru tinukot v'yishalu, so that the children will see this unusual event and ask questions. And here is a case in point. Abaye, when he was very young, obviously, was sitting before Rabba, his teacher, at the Seder, and saw the tray removed from before him. Abaye said, we haven't eaten yet. Why are they removing the tray? Rabba said to him, Petartan milomar manishtana, you have exempted us from reciting manishtana, indicating that the so-called four questions were a backup, to which the leader of the Seder resorts if and only if the child doesn't ask questions of their own. Now, questions, as we know, are essential to the mitzvah of Haggadah, of telling the story of the Exodus from Egypt. The Torah, in several places, instructs us to tell the story precisely when our children ask, when they indicate that they're ready to hear and learn about our historical experience. The story comes as a response to questioning. As the Baraita in Psachim 116a, that's lines 57 through 63, points out, there must be questions at the Seder. There have to be questions. The Haggadah must be recited in response to a question, even if there are no children present, even if we all know or think we know the answers, or even if, chas v'chalila, one is all alone at the Seder. So why today do we say or sing Ma Nishtana as a regular part of the Seder, whether or not the children ask their own questions? Well, look again at the Mishnah beginning on line 15. It seems that even back then, the Ma Nishtana was a fixed text, a formal piece of liturgy that could be recited because it was committed to memory. True, a child might ask another question and exempt us from reciting Ma Nishtana, but otherwise, we'll say it. Ma Nishtana appears as a regular part of the Seder liturgy, at least since the Siddur of Rav Sadia Gaon in the 10th century. The Rambam in the 12th century has it as well. But notice his version of things, lines 95 and 103. Umozgin ha-kos ha-sheni v'kan ha-ben sho'el, the second cup of wine is poured, and at this point the child asks, v'omer ha-kore ma nishtana ha-layla hazeh mikol ha-leilot. And then the reader says, why is this night different, or how different is this night from all other nights? For Rambam, ma nishtana remains in its original form, not as questions asked by the child, but as a recitation of the parent to the child. Now, what's different is that now, that is, in the 12th century, Ma Nishtana has become formal liturgy. The parent recites it even if the children have asked questions of their own. But even if the so-called four questions have become a part of the fixed Haggadah text, they need to be realistic. The questions have got to refer to aspects of the Seder ritual that the children can actually see and ask about. We're looking at the Talmud text on lines 65 through 77, where the Gemara considers the Mishnah's version of the question or statement about dipping. Shebechol halelot anu matbilin pa'amahat, on all other nights, we dip our food into liquid or sauce once, tonight twice. The Mishnah reflects the formal banquet custom in Eretz Yisrael, which was probably derived from the surrounding Hellenistic culture, the custom to eat at formal banquets by dipping food into condiments. Now, what's different on Pesach is that this dipping occurs twice during the meal, rather than in one salad course that precedes the main course. In Babylonia, the custom of dipping is not prevalent at all. Thus, lines 66 and 72, Matki flarava, atu kol yomo la sagya de la matbala chada zimna. Rava objects to the formulation in the Mishnah. Isn't it enough to say that on all of the nights we don't dip even once? I mean, here in Bavel, we don't know from this dipping thing except at the Seder. So why would the child say that we dip once on all other nights when we don't? Ella amar Rava, rather, says Rava, here is how the Mishnah should read. Shebechol halelot ein anu chayavin litabel, on all other nights, we are not required to dip our food into liquid or sauce once, tonight twice. But there's a problem with that formulation too. Matkif la Rav Safra, chiyuva ladar deke. Rav Safra objects, is this thing that we do to grab the attention of children to be called an obligation? I mean, it's not a chiyuv, it's not an obligation, it's just a pedagogical device, a thing we do to get the kids to ask questions. Ella amar Rav Safra, rather, says Rav Safra, take that word chiyuva out of this. Hachi katane, here is how the Mishnah should read. Ein anu matbilin afilu pa'amachat halayla hazeh shtei fa'amim. On all of the nights, we do not dip our food into liquid or sauce even once, tonight twice. That's the way they did it in Bavel. That's what kids would have noticed, theoretically. And, of course, that is how we recite that so-called question today. One more thing. We call Ma Nishtana the four questions because, after all, there are four questions or statements about Shinuyim in the Mishnah. But in the version of the Mishnah that we find in the Talmud Yerushalmi, lines 79 through 90, there are only three so-called questions. The one about Maror is missing. The same is true, by the way, in some manuscripts of the Talmud Bavli. Meanwhile, the Rambam, lines 95 through 113, has five questions. To be sure, that's the original version of Ma Nishtana that he attributes to the days when the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, was standing in Jerusalem. Nowadays, when we no longer have sacrifices, the question or statement number three, you know, the one about roasted, stewed, or cooked meat, is no longer relevant. The kids would certainly not notice that, so that one's dropped out. And that leaves four. The question, though, is where does he get that question number five, which is today number four, about reclining? It's never mentioned in the Mishnah or the Talmud. Well, since Sadia Gaon also has that question, we can speculate that it was introduced by the Gaonim to replace the Mishnah's original question, number three, in order to bring the number of questions or statements back to four. It's formal liturgy, after all, and there's supposed to be four of them. Rambam tells us that the question about reclining stretches back to Talmudic times, presumably because he thinks it has the same status of official halakha rather than that of some minhag introduced by later authorities. Well, one way or another, whether the four questions are truly questions, whether their recitation is an absolute requirement, or whether, in fact, there are four of them, Manishtana expresses the centrality of questioning at the Seder. We don't simply tell the story. We tell the story as an experience, not only that happened to us, but an experience we are relating to the next generation who ask questions about it, who seem to want to know. It's the best way to teach. May our children always be curious enough to ask questions about what's going on. And for that matter, may that be true of our grown-ups as well. This has been the 12-Minute Shiur number 33 from the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halakha. Thanks for learning with us. Lehitraot.